Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
With the right goals. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every coach is looking for the right combination to take their team to the next level. And now you can find the right solution for your business from Insperity. More than 100,000 companies are using Insperity high-performance HR and business solutions, from recruiting, employment screening, and retirement services to time and attendance, organizational planning, as well as performance and expense management. Or to move your company ahead as far and as fast as possible, ask about our workforce optimization solution. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your business performance advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Back to 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my damn Jim Blasing game. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's back. I know I'm excited, too. Vicki is a great member of our Brain Trust. Half a dozen years now she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top career development experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions is one of my favorite books. Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers, and Other Office Idiots, that's another one of her books, which has got 201 smart tips in it, and she's our good friend. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be on the show.
We love having you on the show, Vicki. Sexual harassment has been going on a long time in my career. I mean, I remember... the mother of my children was harassed by a principal in her very first teaching job.
Right.
And she came home and told me about it. And it was she didn't feel unsafe, but he was obviously making, overtures, not too subtle. And I thought, okay, I could go up there and stomp him into the ground or... But what would that solve? She'd lose her job. I'd get arrested.
Right.
And I said, and so since
little
it's
problem there.
Since the guy was just basically being a jerk,
right.
I said, look, you're a young woman. This is not going to go away. Maybe you need to learn how to deal with people like this.
Right.
And I wasn't being. It wasn't tough love. And she thought about it, you know. And so the next time he came back at her, she made some little remark that basically just. Neutralized him. Basically just put him down.
Right.
And he went away for good.
Right. That's exactly the right behavior that she exhibited. And actually, in my book, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, I have a chapter in there. It's called The Predator.
Right.
And it gives people tips for what to do if you happen to be working for a predator. And the first thing that, the absolute first thing is to say no, to just say no,
For a real jerk, no isn't enough. In my opinion, you've got to do something else. But here's the thing that I'm troubled about some women, and Vicki, I've spent 20 years promoting women on this show. At every chance, I mean, 50% of my Brain Trust members are female, and I didn't know that until somebody pointed it out to me one day. I didn't even know that, but my point is it troubles me that women don't have the confidence to do that on their own without being told that they need to do that. In other words, it troubles me that some women will allow themselves to continue to be subjected to this when instead of coming up with something on their own to be more proactive, I guess I'm saying, and to be more aggressive. And maybe
I think that's a really good point that you're making.
Yeah.
I agree.
Ladies, I'm not minimizing what you're under. I've got, you know, there are lots of women in my life. I got a daughter who's right. in the workplace, but you know, you got to take responsibility for this, don't you? You got to figure
right.
it out.
Right. A lot of times, I think, you know, if you cut it off early, that's what I'm saying about
exactly.
saying to the harasser, no. If you cut it off at the beginning,
yes,
you're fine, you know.
See, to a harasser, there's an old story. A friend of mine, Lucha, lived in South America, and when the contractors would work on his house, they wouldn't finish. He'd say, when are you going to finish? They'd say, mañana. He'd come back the next day, and they wouldn't finish. He'd say, well, you said mañana. He said, mañana doesn't mean tomorrow. Mañana means not today.
Right.
When a woman says no, and that's all she says to a sexual predator, some jerk, all that means is not today.
Well, you know, there are different kinds of harassment. I mean, you know, another thing is like an environment of harassment. Like, for
yeah,
example,
oh, yeah.
I used to be in the advertising business, and I was a writer, and I grew into a creative director, and one of my partners, an art director, had a calendar of naked women on
oh, yeah.
motorcycles
mm-hmm.
that was hanging blatantly on his wall.
That was...
And I said to him, mm-hmm. I said to him, Steve, you know, that calendar is kind of offensive. And you know what he said? He said, don't look at the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Those were the days, you know?
Well, when I was coming up, I mean, I'm a young kid, or I'm a young boy, right? One of my favorite things was to go to a garage. Because they had pinups on the walls.
Right.
You know, I'm a 12-year-old boy. I liked them.
Right.
And so,
right.
so
right.
but right. those things were everywhere. Because,
yeah.
as you say, it was in those days, people just got away with it.
Right. I was telling you before the show that I was at an ad agency, and I think it was 1998, and they showed us a film, and they said, this is what sexual harassment is. Don't
mm-hmm.
do it. You know.
Mm-hmm. What was an example?
Was like the first
what was
time
an example
I ever
of the
heard
film?
It defined. You know, they a little documentary film on like behavior in the workplace, and they showed it to us, and that was the first time.
And they showed people doing things that you had been subjected to.
Yes,
huh.
but at other firms.
What would be an example? What would be something that someone
did? Oh, you
did?
Know, touching somebody.
Right.
Sometimes, like somebody, they might like touch you a lot.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it depends. It really depends on you, what you, you know, a woman, which birth man, what you perceive
is context,
to be a boundary issue.
Is
some
context
people,
important?
You know, are huggers. Some people aren't.
Right. That's what I mean. That's what I guess that's what I mean by context. Now,
right.
now I you know, so this is now you mentioned the hugging thing, see, and I think we may have talked about this once before.
Right.
You know, I remember when nobody hugged.
Right.
I mean, women didn't hug each other in the workplace.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.